Radio Free Readout begins in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Good morning. You are listening to Radio Free Redoubt. This is the voice of the American Redoubt. I'm John Jacob Schmidt. Thank you guys for tuning in on KTW 630 AM and on the FM dial 96.5, covering Spokane and Coeur d'Alene, and of course all of you in the live streaming audience across the Fruited Plains, outside the wire in occupied territory. Hang in there, guys. We are here to bring you a voice of encouragement. This is your weekly 30-minute blast, reviewing the headlines and trying to shine the truth on lies, holding fast to our heritage and traditional American values, hopefully encourage you guys, motivate you guys, and just let you know that you're not alone. That's pretty important. That's very important. And in the last couple of weeks since I've been on the road speaking to various different groups, the number one thing that I hear from people is that what they appreciate the most is that when they listen to Radio Free Redoubt, they feel like they're not alone. And you're not. This is just a great thing. I talked about that last week. Last weekend, we were in Prosser, Central Washington, for the Northwest Preparedness Expo. Always so good to meet so many of you. It was a great turnout. Great turnout for vendors, great speakers, and just a wonderful time being with other like-minded, God-fearing, liberty-loving patriots who are striving to be self-reliant, not out of fear, but just out of sense of situational awareness for the times that we're living in, the precarious times, and you want to be self-reliant so that you can be effective in this rebuilding, if the Lord allows that. Really good. So, what is the American Redoubt? I've noticed a couple of articles in the local press. They're scared of it. They just can't figure out what in the world this American Redoubt thing's all about. So it must be about fear and extremists and hate and everything else. They can't quite put their finger on it, but they just know they don't like it. Well, good. It should make them nervous. It's pretty simple. It's not a great mystery what the American Redoubt is really all about, but it's something that would scare a communist revolutionary. Absolutely, because we're just antithetical to that. So, good stuff. And, of course, the American Redoubt is that ultra-conservative region of the inland Pacific Northwest, consisting of the states of Idaho, Montana, Wyoming, Eastern Oregon, and Liberty, formerly known as Eastern Washington. The state of Liberty, that's what I'm going to be talking about this morning. We've got a lot of exciting things going on, and I need your help. I am inviting you to weigh in on the poll that we have set up. And I'm going to give you all that information on where to go learn more about that here in just a little bit. But if you guys didn't listen last week, I talked about my trip to Yorktown and Colonial Williamsburg and Jamestown, the first American colony. I got to go visit those locations when I was in Virginia, a week and a half ago now. That was a really amazing experience to be able to walk the same ground that George Washington rode his horse, leading the troops in battle against the British in the final blow, the final battle that led to the defeat of the British and their surrender, and the beginning of a whole new era. It was that was just a great, great experience. So if you ever get a chance to touch, taste, feel, and walk through our history and make a trip back there. I would like to, at some point, if it's possible, be able to take a family vacation and go back and see so many of those places. I've seen it a couple times, but I just finally ordered the DVD by Kirk Cameron called Monumental. It's about the Monument to Liberty. If you guys get a chance to check that out, please do so. It is so eye-opening. It is so enlightening to where we came from, the recipe for liberty. And it's one of those, I don't know, one of those moments that just you get the proverbial 2x4 smack to the head about really our heritage and where we came from, and you see what's trying to be stripped away from us and what they're trying to take from us. This so worth holding on to and fighting for. We had a hallelujah moment this week. FBI Director Comey fired. That's the only thing I'm going to cover in national headlines. I'm going to focus on the American Redoubt in today's show. But it was, and the left is just pulling their eyes out. They're foaming at the mouth. They're just going spastic right now. It's obstruction of justice, removing the FBI director, obviously, because Trump is under investigation for his connection with the Russians. Well, first of all, let me help you out here. A couple of things. That investigation can absolutely continue without Comey being there. The investigation doesn't stop because he's not there. And an investigation really should come from Congress. It should be driven from that level, not from the a cabinet branch of, or from the a department under the executive branch under the president anyway. It should be an independent investigation. And but here's the thing. The guy covered down for Hillary obvious clear crimes. The FBI agents are just livid over what happened with Hillary and Comey basically just giving her a free pass because of what that did to the image for the FBI. It was just obliterated it. And that was just a great moment. What took so long? I can't believe he lasted that long. Anyway, this week we got a little bit of a wake-up call about how fragile Hanford Nuclear Storage Facility is. If you were just not available and on Earth or in the American Redoubt in the last week, you missed it. There was a tunnel which partially collapsed. They had a cave-in out at the Hanford Nuclear Storage Facility. And that's out by Tri-City, Central Washington. And the place is already... The workers that I've talked to and heard from third-hand reports basically saying that the place is so volatile and so unsafe that... they don't know what to do with it. But during this partial tunnel collapse, it's my understanding, the last report that I got was that there is no radiation leaking from that collapse. Even though they had all of the employees locked down, couldn't eat, couldn't drink. I saw texts from people saying, I'm here, we can't eat, we haven't been able to eat or drink anything, it's going on 4 hours, on and on. All these little reports coming in. Well, the official report that I saw was that there was no radiation leakage. But what they're going to do as a solution is to just fill the tunnel with dirt and abandon it. This is a major tunnel. This isn't a little 6 foot tall thing where you just walk down this little corridor with your shoulders brushing against the walls. These are like rail cars with train tracks type of tunnels. So no leakage, and this is a major corridor for handling nuclear material. The infrastructure to replace that, to rebuild something like that, would be just monumental. So they're just going to fill it with dirt and abandon it, even though they say there's no leakage of radioactive material. Why wouldn't it be cheaper just to shore it up and then continue using it? It doesn't make sense if there was no leakage of radiation that they would those measures is how you would treat it if there was a massive radiation leak. And then there's other reports stating that there's massive leaks of radioactive dust and material. And the best thing they can do is hose down the air, bring down the dust, and bring in soil and just backfill it. So if I were a thinking man and using logic and reasoning, I would say that most likely the truth is there was probably a serious radiation threat, and the mitigation step to that would be just to backfill it with soil and abandon that tunnel. That's got the earmarks of radioactive leakage based on what I know about historical cases where they've responded to radiation. So we've got a lot of friends in that area. We are in the area. We're actually downwind from the prevailing winds in Spokane, Eastern Washington, and North Idaho from Hanford. So this brought to light several things. And looking at the situation across the United States, and let me back up a little bit. In AMRON, the American Redoubt Radio Operators Network, it brought something else to our attention, that we need radiological sensing capabilities, because all those radio operators prepared to go to the airwaves in case of a catastrophic grid down emergency situation, they need to be able to report what's happening in their area. And radiological reporting should be right up there at the top of the list, especially with the AMRON operators that we have living in and around radiological sites, such as nuclear reactors or Hanford Nuclear Storage Facility. This really came to light as soon as we had several got on our walkie-talkie Znet and started chatting with each other, and several who had taken the initiative purchased their own radiological sensors and had them operational and reporting the radiation levels in their area. So this is something we're going to be pushing for all of AMRON operators to invest in, some type of method to be able to report radioactivity in their areas. This really comes into play as we work on this Cascadia subduction zone earthquake that scientists and experts are saying is just a matter of time. It's not if, it's when. And we're seeing increasing levels of activity, seismic activity, along that fault line, the Cascadia subduction zone and around Seattle. So we're monitoring that. We're going to keep a close eye on that. But something to consider is having your N99 masks, your particulate filter masks, get on Amazon.com and order those N99, at least N, that's November, N as in November, 95 or better yet, 99 masks to prevent you from breathing in dust, radioactive dust. It'd be a good thing to add to your emergency preparedness anyway, because as we saw just from 9/11 alone, the number of health issues from the people that were in that affected area who breathed that dust, many of them are dead. High cancer rate, all kinds of other health issues, respiratory issues. This is something you should be traveling with all the time and have ready, is a mask with the N95 or N99 particulate masks. Huge. Don't breathe that stuff in. So That's something that we're doing with Amron operators. We're addressing this. Radiological sensing capabilities and reporting capabilities and the ability to protect yourself inside of an affected area until you can get out of the affected area. So for those of us living in North Idaho and Eastern Washington, right downwind from Hanford, add that to your list, respiratory protection. Now, let's talk about something else in the State of Liberty, formerly known as Eastern Washington. Now, as you know, there is a movement. It is alive and it is growing. It is picking up momentum and speed. Should Eastern Washington become its own state? Well, a lot of people think so. There were 8,000 people who participated, roughly, over 8,000 actually, who participated in a KXLY poll. About, what was that, 6 months ago? I've got the article. I'll pull it up. Well, they were expecting this to just get shot down. It's lunacy. You crazy right-wing extremists, all four of you in Eastern Washington, want to have your own state. Well, the rest of us, sensible people, we see this as just pure folly. So we're going to prove it. We're going to put a poll. Should there be a 51st state? Well, this poll kind of backfired very much. 73% of the people polled voted in favor of forming a 51st state. In favor. There were 5,971 said, yes, finally, we should have our own state. And 2,177 people said, what a dumb idea. 73% are in favor. Well, you don't know what you're getting yourselves into. It's going to be expensive. It'll be hard work. We don't know. Well, the people do know that they're tired of having the boot of the tyrants on the west side of the state on the throats of the God-fearing, liberty-loving, and conservative, patriotic people on the east side. Absolutely, completely incompatible. Well, we had a stack of flyers at the expo this last weekend at the Northwest Preparedness Expo, and I'm left with one flyer left. They went at the main gate, the information booth, 51st state flyers, just to bring awareness. Gone. Well, you guys need to help us out here and go to patriotpolls.org. Patriot Polls, that's P-O-L-L-S, polls.org. Show your support for the incoming Liberty State. Don't you want to be free? Don't you want lower taxes? Don't you want more responsibility with your local government? Don't you want your values protected and your rights, your God-given rights protected as opposed to being attacked? Would you rather have a government that is going to work to preserve and protect your rights? Or would you rather have one that wants to tyrannize you, enforce policies and laws on you that are in violation of your moral conscience and in violation of the laws of nature and nature's God? Absolutely. This is what it comes down to. We're going to take a quick break and we're going to come back. We're going to talk about more of this right here at the Voice of the American Redoubt.
Hey everyone, this is Glenn Tate checking in from Occupied Territory, wishing I was in the American Redoubt right now. You're tuned in to the Voice of the American Redoubt.
In his Matthew 24 discourse on the end times, Jesus Christ said that lawlessness will increase and the love of many will wax cold. There could be no better description for what we are seeing currently in the streets of America. Whether it's racial violence, email lies, or overreaching executive orders, lawlessness is the common denominator. And now the elites enjoy impunity. So let's keep our eye on the ball. Whether it is white-collar crime at the very top or anarchy out in the streets, it's all the same to God. His hand is not too short to deal with it. Instead of picking a white side or a black side, rich side or poor side, we'd better get on the Lord's side. I mean, the media continues to control the narrative so openly that I've wondered if they are the false prophet. It is the Church of Jesus Christ, which is called to be the pillar and ground of the truth, especially when everyone else has lost sight of who the truth actually is. This is Bruce DeLay with Heartland Church Tulsa, and this is your Patriot Moment.
The voice of the American Redoubt. Radio. Free. Redoubt.
We're back. This is segment two at Radio Free Redoubt. Segment two is brought to you by Riverfront Suites. Go to riverfrontsuites.com. If you need to go to, well, you need to go to the beautiful St. Mary's, Idaho, right on the St. Joe River. Look, the spring is here. It's beautiful weather. The St. Joe is beautiful. Everything's in blossom. This would be a great time. If you're going to spend some time up on the river, spend some time at Riverfront Suites in St. Mary's, Idaho. It's the hideaway you've been looking for, featuring seven furnished suites less than 50 yards from the river dock. Can't beat it. Riverfrontsuites.com. Check them out. Okay, now let's talk about the State of Liberty. And you guys are in the State of Liberty. I don't know if how many of you guys don't know that. If you're in Eastern Washington, you are in the State of Liberty. And it's in your heart if you're a God-fearing, liberty-loving patriot. But there's some people that just think, yeah, you know, this is so impossible. I'm looking at the arguments. Now, Matt Shea is working on right now a slide presentation, video, something to counter the naysayers. And this is really important because their information can become confusing, even compelling. But there's one. This professor from Gonzaga University is quoted in this article KXLY ran. He says, "I could think of 1,000 ways where this could just go nowhere," said Michael Trelevin, a political science associate professor at Gonzaga. In his proposal, Matt Shea, says the cultures and lifestyles are so drastically different in west and east sides of our state that Washington needs to separate. So he says there's 1,000 ways where this could just go nowhere. Well, there's about 1,200,000 ways that this could actually go somewhere. Because people are sick and tired of being tyrannized by those on the left side of the state. Well, Trevelyan says to form the State of Liberty would take years, yeah, and require hardly any political opposition. Okay. It would first need to be approved by the State House and the Senate, and then the U.S. House and the U.S. Senate. Not to mention, Liberty would have to figure out how to pay for itself. Eastern Washington taxpayers don't pay enough to fund schools and roads and rely on state money. Oh, and they rely on state money. Okay, so this would take years, and this would be hard. That's how our country was founded. May I remind you that the founding fathers that started this country, when they could no longer endure the chains of tyranny, they had to break free. They were incompatible. And there were people who argued, you don't realize, first of all, this has to be approved of by the crown. Secondly, it's going to be expensive because the crown subsidizes a lot of stuff for you guys. And thirdly, you're going to have to figure out how to pay for yourself. Fledgling little colonies, you don't make as much money as all of England. And so, I mean, you're basically, this is a fool's errand. Well, guess where we are? The most powerful nation in history. They had to break free because just like Shea said, it is absolutely incompatible. The cultures and the lifestyles and the values, so drastically different. And they were not that drastically different at the beginning of our country. I mean, you didn't have this aggressive homosexual agenda prosecuting people for refusing to participate in things that are immoral and sexually perverse. That was the equivalent of, you know, kids when I was growing up, they used to get in trouble for chewing gum in class. Now look at today. Well, look at the problems that we had with England versus the problems we have dividing us today. It makes our conflict with England like in the chewing gum category compared to the type of tyranny that's happening now and lawlessness. But this Trevelyan Gonzaga professor says it would have to decide, the State of Liberty, it would have to decide that it would either raise its own taxes or do with less. Oh, what a tough decision. Guess what? You're right. It would have to decide. That means we get to decide. Because right now, the State of Liberty doesn't get to decide. All of the leftists, communists, and statists on the left side of the state get to decide how things are ran. It's called self-determination. And we're willing to accept the risks. How's that? How's that for an answer? Spokane City Council President Ben Stuckert released a statement against the proposal on Tuesday afternoon. Oh, well, what does he have to say? As Spokane City Council President, I feel, of course he runs on feelings anyway, I feel this is a perfect time to remind my fellow Eastern Washingtonians that our state is stronger together than it would be apart. I don't think so. He says, I'm extremely appreciative of the statewide partnerships that allow us to improve the quality of life of all Eastern Washington. Well, these partnerships, like with the LGBTQ, however many more they're going to add to that, their leftist agenda, their tyrannous agenda, hasn't really improved the quality of life for one flower shop owner in the Tri-Cities, has it? Well, I want you guys to go join us on Facebook, 51st State. Look it up. And we're going to be covering more of this. Hashtag Liberty State, hashtag 51st State, and hashtag The Great Liberty State. Like us on Facebook and join us now. God bless.